Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys see during a game last night, umpire Bruce Dreckman have a...
With the moth?
Had a big bug pulled out of his ear.
Yes. Yeah, it's incredible.
It was a moth.
That sucks.
That does suck. I was just talking to... One of my biggest fears is like having like an earwig crawl into my ear and lay eggs.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden little baby earwigs are in there and they're popping out of your ear and they're having a
party.
Well,
they say if you spend a lot of time in hotels, you probably eat a lot of insects while you sleep.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I just don't believe
it. What?
Yeah, I mean, that's not
what I said.
I've heard that too.
Staying in another hotel again.
Yeah. Oh, no, you will. I mean, you had a condom in. Wasn't that in one of the hotels?
What? Hello?
There an issue in one of the hotel rooms
sock.
And they moved you to a nice, beautiful suite?
I had a dirty bed.
I'm sorry.
Told me that they didn't change the sheets
clearly,
or anything else.
Right, it's disgusting.
That they just, you know, made the bed and they said, go lay in it.
Condemnation.
Yeah, there you go. You know, but the other thing, too, is I was talking to Gio. I said, you know, it's like having like one of these guys, you know, get a tapeworm.
Yeah.
And the tapeworm actually lives inside of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how does a tapeworm breathe? Does the tapeworm need oxygen? What are we doing here?
I'm not sure. I could use one of those, though, I think.
A tapeworm?
Yeah.
To clean you out?
Right. I mean, just to sit in there and pick up the excess food, because then you could eat what you want. And
then
the tapeworm...
drop a little bacteria in your small intestine. Can I ask you a question, Eddie?
Sure thing.
Because it seems like something you would know.
Already.
Does the tapeworm need oxygen?
Well, I mean, do... things that live in underwater, they need oxygen, but they can get it, absorb it through their skin or their gills or what have you. So they need oxygen, but they're getting it just like a fetus in the womb is getting oxygen through.
Well, there you go. Look at that,
Eddie. That's a very good analytical point, though.
Yes, just like a fetus, Boomer.
Thank you.
Yes.
And you need a fetus.
Yeah, just like a fetus.
One parasite or another.
Right. That's the phrase we did not expect to hear this morning on Boomer and Geo.
I've had a bug fly in my mouth.
Yeah, that's
sure. In your eyes.
Sure. Right, you get hit in the eye or something.
Yeah, but they live in the ear.
I had a bird poop on me at the beach last week.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
That's good luck.
That is good luck.
Nah, I don't believe that stuff.
I don't either.
Was it a seagull?
It was.
Oh, those things. Oof.
Yeah. I mean, it happens.
You know what? People come up with these things. Like you get pooped on by a seagull, it rains on your wedding day, and they'll say, oh, it's good luck. No, it's not. It's just
not.
Someone who decided
it's
to have
nonsense.
A positive
no,
attitude about
exactly.
Something terrible happening.
Nonsense.
It's good luck.
No, it's
nonsense.
Not. It's just like, oh, my day sucks, so I'm going to try to turn it around some way and say that it's good luck when it's raining. Nobody wants rain on their wedding day. Nobody wants to get pooped on by a bird. Nobody wants that. It's not good luck. It's just someone trying to flip it around to be positive. Good for them, but it's not good
luck.
Don't
pick up the penny if it's on tails. Can't do that one either.
Right. I know. Give me a break.
Are you superstitious?
When I used to play ball, I was. Right. I went one season and wore the same shirt underneath the jersey without washing it.
Oh. Wow.
God. Eddie, you don't seem to be superstitious.
And no.
No, I don't think so. Bobby, you are, though.
No, not really.
I don't know. Yeah, you are.
There are certain things. I
when
don't
your
see...
Bengals are playing, you have to be in the same chair. You got
to
be in the same place.
Yeah, I like to wear,
place.
But yeah, I have changed a jersey at halftime.
So you don't even think about being that you're superstitious, but yet you are.
I have superstitious tendencies.
Man, I used to be like that with the Mets and the Vikings in a big way. Like, same jersey, same thing, same routine. I felt like if I broke that routine, they would lose the game. Getting free of that was one of the greatest decisions I've ever made.
You honestly, finally realize what you do has nothing to do
exactly.
with what happens on the field.
Right. Yeah. Getting free of that mental jail that you put yourself in when you're superstitious was one of the smartest and most freeing things I've ever done.
Right.
Doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter what you do.
Nope.
Like when you give up religion, same thing.
Bobby, okay. You know, I will say this, though. I do still have some superstitions.
Okay, like what?
I don't know. If the Rangers in the playoffs, I try to put
jerseys.
Somebody else's
yeah,
jerseys
in
the freezer and stuff.
How many
like that?
Stanley Cups have they won since you've been doing that?
One.
Long time ago now,
yeah, the reason I did that is because my sister used to do it when I played for like certain defensive linemen.
How many Super Bowls you win?
None. But
still
many,
doing it.
How many surgeries have I had?
That's a very good point.
Zero.
Alternative success.
Wow, zero surgeries.
Zero surgeries.
Well, except for the rec hockey situation.
Well, that
you
was
had.
That's oral surgery. That doesn't
right.
count.
That's oh, that was surgeon. A big deal.
So it was 9 o'clock at night, and I had I had like 50 stitches or whatever.
I know.
A tooth
incredible.
Just pushed up it into counts. My jaw, and that guy, the oral surgeon, climbed up on top of me. And was sitting on top of me. Trying
how
to
big
get
of a guy
tooth.
Was this?
He was a little guy, but he's okay. trying to get this tooth out of my my jaw, the top of my jaw. And I'm like, holy crap! Thank God he shot me up with so much Novocaine, I couldn't feel anything.
You were and you were at work that morning.
I came back the next day.
Yes, you did. You were loopy as hell. But
thank God we weren't on TV.
You couldn't speak, and you sounded it. But it was good. You were there.
But it was only a few weeks before the NFL Today was due to start. Right?
Yeah, it was early August. It was early August. Yes. So,
and in fairness, you were almost killed on the field in Buffalo.
Yes, I was.
So no surgery, but knocked into tomorrow a couple of times.
Yes.
All right. Well, okay. Jerry, you got an update for us?
Brought to you by Monmouth University, our coast, your horizon. Navigate your future at monmouth.edu. Also brought to you by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And, of course, with the way things are going, we start with the Yankees, who were in Chicago playing a bad White Sox team, and they did exactly what they were supposed to do. They took care of business, and they completed the sweep.
Now, here's the 3-2. Swung on, hit high in the air to right. Garcia going back on the track near the wall, and she is gone. It's a grand slam. I think it hit off the base of the foul pole.
No.
It's a grand slam. A Stantonian home run. Giancarlo. No si posto parlo. He grand slams Giolito, and the Yankees now take a 6-2 lead.
Hey, Giolito, you want something?
I'm really giving it to him now.
Watching that, I didn't think it was going to be a home run.
Neither did he.
When you hear it, though, when you listen to how hard the ball is hit,
everything he hits,
it's a totally different situation.
I mean, when he just a ground ball between third and short is 150 miles an hour.
How does a human pierogi feel about Giancarlo Stanton now?
Oh, I don't know. Last thing I heard, he was locked up
around here somewhere.
Yeah, I'll find if he's here, but I heard he got locked up over the weekend.
What do you mean he got locked up?
He got locked up in Fire Island lockup. Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
Apparently for just throwing a football to a guy who was on the ferry. And there was a guy over there who wasn't happy about that, and he got put behind bars for this.
Really?
It's an interesting story. The human
don't be messing with the OB cops over there, man.
And then the Coast Guard got involved.
Right.
The Coast Guard got involved?
Uh-huh.
So think about people don't know. This guy looks like a pierogi with arms and legs. And Sean Marash, and he works here, and he hates Giancarlo Stanton, and he can't stand the fact that the Giants drafted Saquon Barkley. This guy, shirtless, who is... I mean, his body fat's probably three times worse than mine is. And he's shirtless behind bars on Fire Island because he threw a football that was painted like a watermelon, by the way, at someone on the ferry behind bars for 2 hours.
Yeah. 2 hours.
Two
That'll ruin a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was wife's tag. They took his phone. His wife doesn't know where he is. It was just a complete
disaster.
So let
me ask you a question. How do you know about this?
Well, I was hanging out with him earlier in that day.
Oh, you were with
and
him?
And
he was the guy on the boat.
I like the guy. He was a Long Island guy. I was hanging out with him. And I left before this happened, thank God, because I didn't want to be – I feel like I have to do something.
Right.
But this was like an hour.
Right, like if you had to do something, like what would you have to do? Would you have to go in there and go, hey, hi, officers, I'm Gio from Boomer and Gio in the morning. This is one of my pierogi friends. I got to get him this. See, this is when you hang out with these flunkies. You're like,
he didn't do anything wrong, though. He didn't.
Throw a football. You're not supposed to throw a football. Yeah, why is he throwing a football like a jackass to somebody on a boat?
He didn't. It really wasn't enough to be thrown behind bars.
What did they arrest him for?
Impeding the progress of the vessel or something like that? I don't know.
I'm sure it wasn't for being shirtless.
But anyway, they dropped that whole thing, and the ferry captain's like, no, I was fine. I don't even know what you're talking about. They dropped that whole thing, and he got an unlawful bathing charge.
Right, so unlawful bathing charge, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you and I have gone to Fire Island pretty much our entire life.
Sure.
Right.
Yep.
So we've been to Ocean Beach, we've been to Seaview, we've been to Point of Woods, we've been to...
All over the place.
All over the place, right? You know, I mean, you name it.
Davis Park, Atlantique.
Right. Yeah. Sunken Forest.
Right. Sailor's Haven.
It's awesome.
Water Island.
Look, it's awesome. The whole island is awesome. You want to know something? On the weekends, though...
It's a nightmare.
It becomes a crazed... Like, I don't know what happens to people.
I don't know.
And those cops over there, I don't know how you could put up with it.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, this one, though.
You got the Jim Tan Laundry crowd over there that comes in.
Right, they'll
on the
go
weekend
to,
they and go to Flynn's
and
they're
yeah, all juiced up and the, you know, the tank tops and the fist pumping.
Right, and they figure, look, I don't have a car to get into the drive, so I can act like a jackass, you know, on the main walk.
Right, and
there.
That ferry going back from Ocean Bay Park like a Sunday night or Saturday night, whatever it is.
In the morning, I don't even know if they run them that late anymore.
But the problem is, and then you got poor Marash there just throwing the football
but
and
don't they,
blocking them up.
I'm just what I'm talking about, like some jackass on the dock throwing a boat throwing a football to the ferry. I mean, what are you doing that
it was Doc though, the guy was asking for it. He was like, hey, over here, I'm open, and so he just threw it to him and he threw it back and I thought it would be a fun thing. Next thing you know,
not so fun.
Are there any pictures of Sean Marest that they have to take, like a mugshot?
I don't know if they took a mugshot.
Please, I hope they took a mugshot. Was he all rung up at that time? Was he all like?
No, he was not. No, I was with him. He was not. I'm telling you, he wasn't. You're looking at me like I'm lying.
I'm just saying. I'm like, I understand. He's your friend and everything. And
he
you
was
want
not.
To stand up
he
for
didn't
him.
Do anything wrong. I'm telling you, he didn't. Do, at least if he's telling me the truth, the guy I don't think did anything wrong.
All right.
I mean, throwing
is
a
there
football.
A possibility that he may not be telling you the truth?
No, I would believe him. I'd believe him. Yeah. So it's unlawful bathing. He's got to go
this
to court.
This is the same guy that said...
He's got to go to court for that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this is also
he's
the
gotta
same guy...
He's
got to
make an appearance, yeah.
This is also the same guy that said, you know, he didn't want Giancarlo Stanton.
Right, exactly.
All right, so now do you believe him?
I do believe him, yes.
He's also the same guy that said, I didn't want the Giants to draft Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, he's the same guy who said that the Giants not drafting Sam Darnold would be like the Yankees-Red Sox-Babe Ruth deal. Like, that's going to be the impact of those two franchises.
I don't know about that. There are a lot of Giant fans that wanted the quarterback, though.
Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me. The Stanton thing's stupid.
Right. I mean, it is. Although last night,
throwing a football to somebody on the ferry is
that's
stupid,
not
too.
That's, come on.
Well, you're going to get locked up. You know, I know exactly what that cop probably thought. Looked over and says, who is this dumbass right. throwing a football?
I mean, what is this sea
here?
Creature that
yeah,
is?
Right, exactly. Especially if he had his shirt off.
Yeah, and he was in the water, I think. He was actually walking to the boat that was anchored, so he was in the water. So,
he was in the
I think so, yeah. So there's nothing wrong with that. You throw a football at the beach. It's no big deal, huh?
Yeah, it's no big deal on the beach.
So you get arrested.
Oh, by the way, they do have a lot of rules over there.
I know. They call it the land of no. That's
right. And the reason because there's so many people basically in such a small piece of property.
That's why you got to go during the week, man. That's why I'm very rarely over on the weekends. Got to
so,
go
oh,
during
this
the week.
Was during the week or was
no,
it
this
weekend?
was a weekend. Yeah, this was Sunday. But I mean, it's very rarely. It's just too much. It's just too
you
crazy.
Go to Fire Island every weekend?
No, actually, no, I don't go. This was the first time I'd been over there in a weekend the entire summer. It's usually, you know, just a quick trip during the week. I don't know, at night, whatever. So.
You go to the Mermaid?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've been there.
Did they take care of you?
Yes, absolutely.
Everything's good now?
It was good the first time.
They're not giving me Fugazi, you know,
it was good the
feedback.
First time. It was good the first good. Time. Okay. Yeah, everything was very, very good. Right. Yes, you took care of it. Yes, thank you. All right, Jerry. Sorry.
So the Yankees win, but so do the Red Sox. They beat the Blue Jays 10-5. Yankees remain 9 back. They are 4 games ahead of Oakland for the first wild card. A's beat the Dodgers 3-2. You guys spent a lot of time on Jacob DeGrom. 6 innings, 10 strikeouts. Mets beat the Reds 8-0. ERA now 1.77. This stat's pretty cool. He's allowed one earned run or less for the 13th time this season, which is pretty remarkable since we're only in the first week of August.
So compare that to, is there any other stat like that for other pitchers?
I can check. I'm sure
I'd
there
like
probably
to know
might
how
be.
How many more he has of those than, say, Scherzer and Nola?
Yeah, we'll have to check.
Just Google it.
We can Google that for sure. Both Brandon Nimmo and Austin Jackson had 3 hits apiece. They combined for 5 doubles and 6 RBIs. Mets off tonight in Miami tomorrow. Also of note, the Indians beat the Twins on a game-winning home run from Francisco Lindor, 5-2. Braves over the Nationals, 8-3. Diamondbacks blank the Phillies, 6-0. Here comes your football season. I know they're the Hall of Fame game, whatever. Here's a full slate, though. Tonight and tomorrow and this weekend, it is officially week 1 of the NFL preseason. Giants-Browns tonight, WCBS 880 at 6:05. Here's Eli. How many snaps tonight?
That's kind of for the coach to balance that. Our job's, we got to go play.
And we're not expecting Odell Beckham Jr.
Play,
on the field. I don't know if he will either.
He will play or OBJ. No.
You don't think even Manning will take a couple snaps, huh?
It doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it. Well, you know who is supposed to? That's Andrew Luck. Colts-Seahawks tonight. He's expecting to at least get on the field for a series. If he does...
Are you going
to
play a Luck cut here?
I am.
All right, it's probably just going to be...
It's actually not that bad. I mean, it's him, but it's not as bad as normal.
Go on football.
Throw football and hand it off and take a snap and stick to some good fundamentals and good technique and not do anything crazy.
No, fundamentals and technique, yeah. That's always the key.
But for him, it's got to feel pretty good just to be on the field in uniform.
Oh, yeah,
again.
For the Indianapolis Colts fan, it feels
that
good.
That, too.
My buddy Frank Reich, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
The Rams and Aaron Donald continue to talk about a new deal. He is still holding out, as you know. I guess it was their GM that says we're in the same zip code, that we're very close. We just haven't agreed yet. So who knows if that happens in the next week.
Well, that would be good for the Giants and also Odell Beckham Jr. to use that as some sort of a barometer that maybe they can create their own deal.
NBA announced their national schedule first week of the season and for Christmas Day. And lucky you, you get the Knicks on Christmas Day. Ugh. Knicks and Bucks at 12 noon. You also get the Lakers-Warriors on Christmas night as well. And I know you've got a sports minute coming up on it sometime throughout the morning. The NCAA announcing it will allow quote-unquote elite high school and college.
Forget it. This is so stupid.
Opening round of the PGA Championship begins at 8 a.m. today from St. Louis.
I mean, the NCAA is a joke. The total joke.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's just one of these that we're going to try. It's like a game of whack-a-mole is what it is, what they're trying to do. It's never going to work.
These are all these, recommendations by that group that they put together.
The Rice Commission.
Yeah, that was led by Condoleezza Rice. And there's nothing. There's nothing there that makes any sense.
No. I mean, the biggest thing is, all right, so a guy can declare for the draft, and then if he doesn't get drafted, then he can go back to a team. So is a team going to hold one of the scholarships there for this guy?
I don't know.
How does that work?
At the end of the day, it doesn't stop the corruption that is really rampant when it comes to college basketball, because there's still that in-between time where that 16 and 17 and 18-year-old is under the powers of one of those traveling teams that he's playing for, right?
Right, yeah.
And they still can receive money and backdoor money from sneaker companies.
I don't know
how
you ever stop it. I don't know how you stop it.
You got to start putting people in jail or something. You know,
people
tax evasion, something like that.
People have gone. They're still going to do it to try and make money. I mean, you see this thing
I'll tell you what. If you find out like these kids are going to these schools, then get rid of the coach. Get rid of that $5 million to $10 million coach But get them the hell out of there.
Then they don't win, and the school doesn't make money.
Yep, exactly.
Well, I don't care. But then you basically say, then everybody else is on an even playing field. And then you basically say, guess what? You know what? You can never coach ever again Division I college football, basketball, or football for that matter. If something like that comes
about. I mean, that would be a deterrent for sure.
That would be the biggest deterrent because it's the
career death penalty.
It's the schools, the coaches, the assistant coaches that are in that swamp that is known as AAU basketball, and they're all out there and they're all doing their little thing, and there's really the NCAA can't do anything other than threaten guys' jobs. And if you threaten guys' jobs, how does Bruce Pearl get another job after he gets in trouble at Tennessee?
It's just this slime trail just follows him.
But I just
don't
get it. I mean, all right, so you basically ruin one school and then another school hires you. Why? Because you're a great recruiter. And why are you a great recruiter?
I mean, listen, Bobby Petrino got another job. I mean, all these guys, Louisville always hires somebody that's had a track record of something.
It's out of whack.
Ridiculous.
The whole thing is out of whack, you know, and until they start holding ultimately the guys that run the organizations culpable, it's going to continue. Yeah. It's going to continue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.